When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Everybody, and welcome to One Shot Network. I'm your host, Noir. I go by he, they, and this is episode 3 of our Urban Shadows adventures. I truly hope that you've been enjoying the chaotic tale of our wacky heroes, because I've been enjoying telling the story for you. So, without further ado, let's just get into it.
And when he pulls up the picture of it, and then he's just going to look and back and forth.
The one in Disneyland is, one, still there, and two, the quality of what's in front of you makes the one that you pulled up on Google look like a joke.
No, boy. Puts the thing away, and he'll... I'll get a dolly.
You get a dolly and it moves everything effortlessly. And one of, not your employees, but, an employee of a colleague of yours by the name of Jimmy. It's another imp by the name of Wobbles, comes into the back and goes, "Oh, what? What's that?"
"It's a rock with a big sword."
"Is that the rock with the sword? Because..."
"Are you a romantic?"
No, there's just like a business venture here."
"You're already presuming that I have the legendary Excalibur slammed into a rock and I'm just bringing it in. You think that would appear behind my bar?"
"Maybe. But it I know is. Suckers will believe is. It.
Let's take this downstairs. Do you have a minute? Are you all busy?"
"Oh, no, I'm done with my shift with Jimmy. What do you need? I'm more than happy to help."
"I want to watch you all try to pull this from the stone."
"Yeah! Are you going to charge money for everybody to try?"
"No, of course not. Oh. We're friends."
"Favors, then?"
"No.
All right, man, just...
Have I made you that cynical?" "No, I put my arm around him." No. And then I'll lead him into the back office.
All right, he follows.
I'll take the cardboard off and just take a look at it and say, check the box. Is there any indication of who sent this to me?"
It says, "For the once and future king," and that's when you get the orb, like in your head.
I think it, like, there's like a trans-universal like wailing. It sounds like a new age rock song just like plays through your head, and it, yeah, I think it plays the whole song. That is the ring. It's sort of like the equivalent of a ring back tone.
Okay. Coincidence?
Ziggy! Ziggy, come around! Come around then with your honking! Sorry. Assholes don't know how to drive. Come around! Listen, Zig... I there's a delivery for me at your place of business. Don't open it. Don't let anyone steal it. It's anime figurines. So definitely not anything that you'd be interested in want to check out at all in there. Nothing of any real value. So I'll be on my way to pick up my perverted anime figurine. Did I mention that it's not great that I ordered them. It's not great, so you probably don't want to be seen with them. Another great reason not to open the... Come around! I'm on my way over there. I'm going to be there so soon. And if you got a sign for it, definitely sign for it.
There's a long pause, and Ziggy just says, and if I've already opened it, is that going to be a problem?
If you've already opened it, then you're in this with me now. Ziggy, it's you and me. It's you and Kazoodle. We're going to ride this one off the cliff, Ziggy.
All right, sounds
good. You've seen what it is. You're a part of it, Ziggy.
Are we looking to sell this? Are we looking to...
No, my buyer, boss, or social club, or I'm really unclear on my relationship with the Council of Merlin, but they would be super furious, and definitely my ex would be. If you sell that, Ziggy, I will take it out of whatever I can take it out of.
All right. Well, how far away are you?
I should be there in, 20 minutes?
20 minutes. That's enough time. See you in 20 minutes.
Enough time for what?
Click.
Enough time for what, Ziggy?
I'll look over at Jimmy and Wobbles and be like, you've got 20 minutes if you want to try to pull it out of the stone.
Look, I'll give Jimmy a call, see if he wants to try, but I'm going to...
Don't worry, Zooey said it would be fine. Go ahead.
He tries, and actually, I'm gonna just for the sheer love.
Yeah, see if
I'm gonna give him a fair. Oh my gosh. I'm gonna give everybody the same.
I wanna see if I just crowned the new future king.
Yeah.
Wobbles.
Okay, so I'm giving him a 1% chance. He rolled a 96. So
close.
He was flirting with destiny for a second there.
Oh no, he would have had to roll a 001.
Oh, the rolled other side a 96. Of that percentage. Gotcha.
Yeah, so he's not even a little bit close.
The destiny told him to go away.
Yeah. He just slips off and you can see there's tears in his eyes. Like, I didn't even really want it. I didn't even really want it.
Don't worry. Greatness isn't measured by pulling a blade from a rock. You're still fine in my book, friend.
Thank you.
You do a good job around here, and I value you. Now, get the hell out of my office.
Oh, okay. You want me to move the box to the...
No, leave it here.
Okay.
It's fine.
All right. Well, good luck with all that. I'm sure no trouble's going to follow that thing.
No, it'll be fine.
Just walks out. You do hear him... starting to brag to the other patrons. Alice this close to becoming king.
Alright, yeah, let him brag to other patrons. He's gonna Ziggy's gonna move around the side of the desk and he kicks his feet up and continues drinking that scotch and he's just gonna admire it for a second and just think it would make a nice piece.
And that's where the camera's gonna zoom out. Mm-hmm. And we zoom back into the car of Gideon with Foxglove in the passenger seat. You've been on the road for a good 20 minutes, so it should only be about 10 more minutes. However, you did roll not that great with your knight. And Foxglove, you wanted something?
What music are we listening to, Gideon?
Oh, Gideon likes no music in the car, which means that we're listening to Foxglove's music. And it's up to Foxglove. Is Foxglove the kind of person that just keeps changing radio stations?
What except everything about their personality gave you that impression?
So yes, we're probably listening to every single radio station. None of the music, only the commercials, if I'm reading Foxglove correctly.
It's whatever makes them bounce They like when music makes you want to bounce.
Okay.
Especially in a car, because these roads are very bouncy.
Okay. Then yes, we're listening to probably one of the dance music stations.
And as you're driving, you miss a turn, and you get a little lost. And when you stop to refer to your GPS, you hear and see a young kid, I want to say around 15, 16, with red hair at the back of your car. Hey. Okay. I guess it worked. You! He looks at Foxglove. Foxglove, you recognize this as the ward of Kazoodle.
Oh, it's the sweet one. Hello, how are you? Would you like a brownie? We brought some.
Don't.
No. I didn't know you were going to be here. I think the spell brought me to you.
To me?
Yeah. Do you offer protection?
Yes, I suppose I do. After a fashion, for my clientele. I'm a lawyer, sweetie.
Right. You're the magicians of the modern realm. You cast spells with complicated words of a dead language that enforces the laws of the land, right?
But I suppose that would be considered correct if I did spend 2 years in law school and then another two just to...
I need you to craft a protection spell for me against a rock.
I don't do magic.
The kind of magic your people do here in the world. It's called a restraining order.
You need a restraining order against a rock?
Yes.
I mean, that makes sense.
I need it so that if that rock is within, I don't know, a couple hundred feet of me, it's protection.
See, sweetie, here's the thing. I'm good at what I do.
Okay.
They are.
But I don't know that I'm good enough to protect you from an inanimate object.
The spell told me that I would find a capable guardian if I cast a spell. And then it brought me here, and I know it's not this one. This one... I mean, I enjoyed the place, but everybody was binding me to deals. And this rock is like another deal, and I don't want any more deals!
But you get such lovely favors.
Can I request that Gideon be getting a phone call right at this moment?
Oh, like an orb?
Yeah, like an orb call.
Oh, if it's okay with Gideon, it's okay with me.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So you again, there's like a new age rock song that plays in your head. It occurs over seconds, but it feels like a full 5 minutes.
Oh my God.
And then you are met with, and I didn't mention this before, it is way too close to his face, and it's like through a fisheye lens, so his features are all distorted.
Gideon, it's Kazoodle!
Yes, Kazoodle, the only person that ever reaches out to me by orb.
Yeah, I can't see you because your camera's not on.
I'm in the car driving.
Oh, well, you probably can't see very well, so I'll try to make this quick.
Let me pull over just 1 second.
Oh, no. If you must.
I try to find a parking space. It's not going to happen, though. It's Chicago.
No. You got to double park.
I got to double park. I throw the hazards on.
I know that feeling.
I'm calling because I need to call in a favor to you. You know my kid? I had a kid. You've met my kid. My intern?
Let me guess. Young gentleman, red hair.
Great, you know him. Perfect.
Yes.
Misplaced him.
Well, I have good news for you.
I think it's a him. I misplaced him. If you see him, don't let him go anywhere. He's mine. Or I suppose not exactly mine, but I mean, he is in my charge. More importantly, he's the world's. He's either going to end everything or save everything, and I can't remember which one. But I've got a rock. So we just gotta get him to this rock. And so I just need you make sure if you see him again, he doesn't go anywhere. So I can come pick him up and bring him to the rock.
Akizoodle, I regret to inform you that I am unable to assist you in this as I am currently assisting a secondary party. To assist you as well would be a conflict of interest. Have a nice afternoon. Click. I hang up on the orb.
Wait, hold a minute!
That's going to be the quote of the game. I hang up on the orb.
When you hang up on the orb, you look back and the ward is gone. Our camera zooms out from the car, and Astrid, you've walked a couple of blocks now with a very beleaguered angel kind of following in your steps.
Yeah, I've tried to kind of humanize or normalize this interaction to the best of my ability. We've stopped by a coffee shop. I've ordered a nice coffee. I got them a cold brew, maybe. And we are standing on a corner, and I've been trying small talk, but have given up on that. And instead, I'm like, okay, yeah, so that one, that song that I just played for you, it's by my band, The Howlers. That one's called Haggard Blue Brush Rising. This next one is called Burn the Bones That Bite You. And I hit play, and it's just like, smash, 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 bang, bang, bang.
I can't help but notice that there isn't much in the way of reverence for the Lord.
I turn it up to max volume.
Burn the bones that bite you. If one were to burn the bones that bite them, that would be incinerating their own skeleton, would it not?
No, it says burn the bones that bite you. Oh, gosh.
The thing is, this is of grave importance. There's someone among you that is meant to be a key point in stopping the end of days.
I hate to break it to you, Ariel, but it's honestly, like, these sort of things kind of come up every now and then. Like, if it's not the vampires, it's the specters, and like, I'll be honest, I don't know you, and our conversations have been really lacking, so...
I am Uriel, the sword of God. I have been since the beginning of creation. I've worked tirelessly to serve my father and all of his will.
Oh, so you're like old.
Yes.
Maybe I should connect you with... I have another friend who's kind of old. Well, friend is kind of a stretch. He's kind of a headache more than anything. I'm a person that needs to make meats, and sometimes I have to, you know, grub hub some food over, and they never tip.
I don't understand these words, but if it is... Again, compensation that you're looking for. You need but to have faith.
Yeah. Yeah, you said that. I wonder where Gideon is.
Gideon, the attorney.
Oh, you know them?
One of my assignments from the Lord, again, the one that I work directly under, was to acquire the services of human attorneys that I might provoke and agitate our enemies in hell.
You know, now that you mention it, I can definitely see you and Gideon just having the most scintillating conversations.
I was hoping that maybe you might be able to direct me to the boy, the ward, the once and future king, that I might take...
Yeah. Well, these things sort of have a process, right? Like, this is a big city. Chicago is not easy to find things in, all right? You gotta take things one step at a time. First step, iced coffee, nailed it. Second step, call Gideon so they can fix our problems. So we're, you know, already making progress.
I once murdered the firstborn of every pet child in Egypt.
Yeah, maybe you shouldn't open up with that. We call that a red flag.
Oh. That's a hate crime these days, for sure.
Okay.
Well. You know what? Let me hold on a sec. And I will call Kazoodle's orb.
Yeah.
Poor Orb is getting a workout.
Yeah, definitely. And like, I think same thing for me. It just like completely eclipses all of my vision. So now we cut to like a bird's eye view of Lakeshore Drive and just this herd of cars behind this scooter that's like swerving back and forth.
I'm so upset.
You got Kazoodle.
Hey,
neighbor.
You're old. Do you know this old person? And I turn the camera on and show Uriel.
Hello, I am Uriel, the Sword of God. I work directly under the Lord.
Oh, that nerd. Yeah, I know this guy. He's not Haslund, is he, sweetheart?
I mean... maybe it depends on how you would define that, but... Anyway, we're looking for some kid, red hair.
This guy. You've already got the angels looking for. Well, you tell him no need to worry, everything's fine, and he should probably just go back away. And everything's fine, and nothing's wrong, and everything's fine.
Yeah, you see, about that, Kazoodle,
and put your word on it, for sure, and make sure that he knows that it's you saying everything is totally cool and fine.
Okay, of course, yeah, for sure. While I have you, I just wanted to let you know that, like, the last 4 or 5 times that I've delivered food to you that,
Hold on. I think you're breaking up.
Anything.
Ooh, yeah. It kind of feels like...
Kazoodle.
And he's wrinkling Kazoodle. A chip bag next to the orb. Like, you can clearly see this.
Oh, yeah. You're totally breaking up. I can't hear you. The call is ending.
And you see him, like, poking the orb. He's just aggressively poking at the orb.
All right. Yeah. All right, buddy. I just hang up.
I smell deception from your phone.
Yeah, he's a... Kazoodle's a character, that's for sure.
Kazoodle, would this individual happen to be a wizard?
I actually don't know. I truly don't know.
You're like thinking of Kazoodle, a man in moons and star robes and gigantic pointed hat. I don't know if he's a wizard. I don't know.
You see, Chicago's a place with lots of really interesting people.
I once set a pillar of fire to destroy an entire kingdom.
Listen, we've got this one really bendy dancer over at Impious, and they also wear a wizard hat. So if you're looking for a wizard,
I suppose I should go there then.
Oh, no.
Well, we should wait for Gideon first, but yeah, we can put that on the... I'm getting paid by the hour for this, right?
You simply need to believe in the will of the Father would make your greatest dreams come true.
I call Gideon.
Faith the size of a mustard seed can move mountains.
Ring, ring, ring.
Braxton Owens and Clive, this is Gideon.
Yeah, hey, where are you? this person is really pushing my buttons.
I am having the worst time trying to find it. I got turned around. I think I'm in Ravenswood. Where exactly are you? Can you at least drop a pin?
Yeah. accidentally linked you to direct link to my Spotify. You know, burn the bones up. You should definitely listen to that sometime. But hey, yeah, here's the pin.
It doesn't show any reference to the Lord. I don't understand the point of the song.
I accidentally click on the Spotify and it starts playing through the car stereo.
Oh,
God.
Oh, Foxglove begins bouncing. This is bouncy music. Mm-hmm. This is what bouncy music sounds like. This is their new favorite.
All right. Well, okay, I'll be there and plug it into the GPS. 5 minutes.
All right.
All right. And it doesn't take long for those 5 minutes to pass. And the four of you all meet. It's Gideon, Foxglove, Astrid, and a very confused Angel. Hey, look at us. We made it to the middle of the podcast. Look, that's something. Now it's time for some mid-rolls, call to actions, and some sponsorships. So hold on to your butts, because here we go. Hey, did you know that One Shot Network's very own James D'Amato has the ultimate RPG campfire card deck out? Take your tabletop roleplay to the next level with this first-of-its-kind card deck filled with questions to help you get to know your character and your party. There's 150 cards for sparking in-game conversation. And this deck is available at Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, BAM! Books a Million. So what are you waiting for? Get your deck today. Next, the listener surveys for the one-shot host auditions are coming out. We'd like listeners to let us know how you feel about each candidate and their game, including mine. Patrons can look for updates with links to each survey on Patreon, while public feed listeners can find survey links at oneshotpodcast.com. Please support your favorites and help us choose between all these talented performers. And now, a word from our sponsors. It's Gideon, Foxglove, Astrid, and a very confused Angel who looks at you, Gideon, and says, it's good to see you again.
And you as well?
I'm in immortal guise, as you might understand.
Yes, last time there were several different eyes. I wasn't quite sure which pair to stare at.
That's why we say be not afraid, but we notice that when we say that, they tend to be more afraid, so.
A little, yes. More to the point, you are here...
In search of the once and future king.
Once and future king? All right. That's a yes. New one. I'm not really up to date with my Arthurian lore, but we'll go with it.
You told me we don't have kings here, Gideon.
Yes, we had a whole war about that.
Something, a congress. We don't have any kings here, sorry.
It's a matter of speaking. This is someone that will eventually take the pathway of a politician, and there will be a great purging of corruption, evil from the halls of power. They will lead the land into a time of great peace and tranquility and equity among all men, women, and non-binary individuals.
Oh, wait, that happened last year. We had the election.
What?
Oh, no, every 4 years we have one.
Yeah, Brandon Johnson.
Well, that's not the name at all.
Oh.
What?
Well, they might not have given you the true name, though they do that a lot around here.
I actually don't have the ward's name at all. I understand that they were left in the charge of a powerful wizard, and that I was supposed to meet this wizard and then take their ward to the stone where they would pull Excalibur as a sign that they are, in fact, the one that is meant to stave off the apocalypse.
And what, pray tell, would happen if this ward did not pull the sword from the stone?
Darkness would continue to creep into the halls of power of men and, well, simply put, the greed and malevolence of men would lead to the destruction of all that is.
When the darkness creeps down the halls, does it also creep into the kitchen?
Oh,
or does it just stay in the halls?
Oh, it creeps into
I could take the window.
Every crevice imaginable, quite real. Oh, I'd imagine windows, doors, bedrooms.
Armpits?
I don't see how they would be safe from said darkness. Is this a gag?
Well, if you want to see someone get gagged, we should head over to Impious.
That's, oh my goodness.
Oh yeah, we can't purge any corruption. Who would run the club? All right.
I have no desire to see someone gagged by the darkness of the apocalypse.
We're not
apocalypse
here
is only
young.
There on Tuesday.
Ziggy taught me that.
It's a Wednesday.
Oh shit, it's Wednesday?
Yes, apocalypse is only there on Tuesdays.
My shift starts in about 25 minutes.
There's just a moment of confusion and the camera pulls away and we pull back into Ziggy's office. Ziggy, what are you doing while this chaos is happening?
He's lighting up his third cigarette as he's listening to some Squirrel Nut Zipper and drinking scotch. He's not really paying much attention to anything else. And just kind of like, and every now and then he'll glance over at this legendary item and just be like, back to like,
and that's when, Kazoodle, you have finally made it to Ziggy's.
Yeah, I think in the background of the shot of like Ziggy just appreciating the Excalibur, we can see like, it's one of those offices that like can overlook the floor of the club.
Sure.
And like different colored lights are like popping on, and we can see over by the door there is an old man in a wizard robe who is like fighting and kicking against bouncers who are trying to pull him away from the club. And he's like clinging to things attached to the wall. He's kicking his legs. And like he at one moment like has his robes thrown up over his head. Another moment he is running from the guards. And then another moment he's pretending to read a newspaper as the guards run past him.
It's an 80s music video.
Eventually he moves like he opens the door to your office and shouts, "You missed me, morons!" And he closes the door and like pins his back behind it as like the wall thumps
There's
behind
him. There's a banging like, doof, 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 doof.
God damn it! You gotta get better bouncers. I've been banned from this place 3 times.
Zoodle, welcome. Are you here to pick up your letter opener and stone?
Yes. My anime statue. Thank you. By the way, for signing for it.
My pleasure. Anything I can do, of course. I'm not your P.O. box. So it's time to discuss some compensation for receiving such a extraordinary item.
Okay. I mean,
this could bring a lot of attention to Impius, and you know how I'm trying to avoid attention right now.
This, you're sort of right now filling the role of like a mailroom attendant in a condo building, so I could not make eye contact with you. That's what I would do for the mailroom attendant. I would not make eye contact with them. That seems fair to me.
You're offering to not make eye contact with the mailroom attendant?
Yes, you in this relationship.
I see. So it is roleplay. I'm following you now. I'm not sure how that benefits me, though. After providing a service, it feels a little like I'm doing something as a favor.
Well, Ziggy, you've never made prolonged eye contact with me, so how would you know?
It's because it's so difficult to look away once I look into those beautiful, ancient eyes of yours. And he's going to slide around the desk like a serpent. And he's going to say, so by my counting, Kazoodle, this is yet another favor I've done for you.
Oh, were we counting those?
This is... Yes.
All right. Clearly, you're not going to be cool about this.
Why? Why am I not going to be cool?
I don't know. Your whole personality, man. I feel like I have tried to extend the tender hand of friendship to you so many times. I ask you to do one thing, which is not open my pervy statues. And you open the box and you discover Excalibur sitting in there. So,
Zoodle.
The opportunity for you to be cool about this sailed. That is gone.
Oh. No, it's a misunderstanding. See, I didn't know that this box was not to be opened. You called me after it had been opened. Of course, I wouldn't have done it in spite of you, because we are friends. We've always been friends, and I'm trying to be cool about this. I'm giving you the opportunity to show your appreciation for me receiving your illicit, world-ending magical item here on the back steps as your peel box, which will undoubtedly bring attention to my humble and critically important to remain quiet establishment.
All right.
You see where I'm getting.
Listen here, you self-satisfied little nerd. Tell me what you want.
What do I want?
And if you could speak in a way that implies less that you're chewing caramel with every word that you say, that would be great for me.
You don't like the way I talk?
I can't imagine anyone does.
Well, we could go around and ask. We've got some time.
No, I'm getting caught up. I don't want you to show off how many cool friends you have. I want you to tell me whatever is it you need so I can take my rock and blade and be on the way.
You're saying that this rock is coming from your bosses. Is that right?
Well, or... social group. Again, the Order of Merlin, I'm really hazy on details when you've lived as long as I have. There's a lot to remember.
That makes sense. Kazoodle, I have made a few enemies in my time being back up here on Earth, and...
Sure, I can imagine that.
Yeah, and there's a few people that probably would love to see me go back to where I was. Now, the Order of Merlin, if I remember correctly, is actually quite good at summoning demons, isn't that right?
Oh, yeah!
I think it's time we discuss a sort of contingency plan should things go awry for me. I think that would be a very equitable agreement, wouldn't you?
Okay, wait a minute. Do you want me to, like... disappear someone?
No. I want to be able to return should anything happen to me. It's more of like if I get sent back home, I can get pulled back here.
Oh, like a get out of jail free card. Sure, whatever. Exactly. That's okay. Easy.
Excellent. Well, if you're willing to have that conversation.
Wow, I wouldn't have settled all of my debts with that. You really screwed up.
No. It's true, I'm not too good at this. I'm trying to get better.
That's well, one of these days it's age and trespass over youth and whatever. And
that's why I value you.
Yeah, you've got so much to learn.
This is why I value you so much. I'm not trying to get under your skin. I just need a little help. And since I was helping you, I thought maybe you could help me. That's all this is.
Ziggy, I'm sorry. I'm so stressed. I've been so stressed out lately, man. I feel like I yelled at you, and then I made fun of the way you talk, and I said all those terrible things about the way you dress online. And
that too.
I just, feel bad for having the upper hand on you. I really do. I feel so bad about
that. No. It's fine. I understand. One of the reasons why you and I work is because I get it. And I know someone like you has a lot on their shoulders.
You have got to stop underestimating people like me. When you underestimate people, it leads to your inevitable crushing downfall. Anyway, now that we've cleared up who has the upper hand on whom, let's get this rock where it needs to be before my ex or my bosses or my social circle or I think God himself finds out what I've been up to.
God doesn't care. And then I'll move back over to my desk and be like, let's help.
And that is the perfect line for the camera to zoom back if we just see in a rather nice looking car, a very packed in, uncomfortable Uriel just sitting in the back listening to the howlers as my bones burn the bones that bind you, with a very bouncy, happy Faye in the passenger seat and Gideon driving. You've all been on the road for a little bit, you're almost at Ziggy's place. And Uriel is just sitting and he looks at all of you and he goes, is there any chance that we might be able to turn the music down? Just a touch. It's not that I don't enjoy thoroughly the...
What? We can't hear you.
It's not that I don't enjoy thoroughly the consistent shouting of bones and burning. Simply, there's no point to this music.
Listen, if there was a way that I could turn it down, I would. But
I saw the little knob button that you pressed to make it go up. I was wondering if there might be some chance pressing the other one that I
could... Turn it up! And they crank it.
It's a rare sight to see a immortal being broken.
But Astrid starts thrashing in the backseat, trying to turn it into a mosh pit while we're driving.
And you're just beating up this, like, this tired angel. And that's when you all pull up to Ziggy's. But you see something. You see a black van and a number of people coming out of the van with ski masks, and they walk in ahead of you.
Well, that's a bit of a problem.
What would you all like to do?
What makes them a problem?
Gideon's gonna reach for the umbrella. I have a feeling that Astrid, you might want to call your boss and let him know that there's trouble incoming.
I have a name.
Shit.
All right. Can you turn the music down real quick?
It is possible!
Astrid just rolls the window down instead and kind of leans out and calls Ziggy.
Ziggy will answer the phone and be like, I'm telling you, we're fine. Hello? Ziggy.
Hey, boss.
Hey.
I know it's kind of hard to hear me over the music, but
can you turn it down?
Sorry,
do I recognize that voice?
Mm.
Do I hear Uriel say, yes, please turn it down?
I'm not even going to make you roll for it. You immediately recognize that voice.
Kazoodle, you see visibly Ziggy stiffens.
I feel like it's not even forward. Visibly. We've probably been carrying Excalibur and the stone together, and you just drop your side.
Just hits the ground. He just says, Astrid, who's with you?
Yeah, about that. I know I'm like about 20 minutes late, but listen, there was traffic and,
with you right now?
Ariel? I'm with Gideon and Foxglove. We are kind of running around trying to help this.
Ariel.
For the fifth time, it's Uriel! Uriel, the sword of God!
Yeah. Ariel, but we'll
where are you? Where are you right now?
We're actually right outside.
Click. I look at Kazoodle and go, you excuse me for a moment. And he's going to dash across the dance floor and just like move through people real quick and run towards the back.
Well, he didn't even hear about the people with the masks. I thought that was Thursday night.
I just leave Kazoodle with the Excalibur as we were moving it down. He dashes towards the back room.
The camera's going to shift over to Ziki's perspective, and you're running to the back room. Are you running towards the back exit?
No, I'm not leaving, okay. But I'm going to get to the one of my little hidden storage areas where I'm keeping a certain weapon, and he is going to immediately just like throw like a couple of boxes off, just where which one? B63. He grabs it and starts pulling it out and just scrapes it off, and then he starts dragging it towards his secret hideout door, and just gonna reach over and just pound on the wall as the door flies open. Skeletal hands come out and grab the bricks and start removing the bricks, and he goes, yeah, the skeleton hands, the bricks, go faster, come on.
That's when your security system goes off. And in the front of house, you all see people with ski masks. They have their guns in duffel bags, and they pull them out right before they open the door. And they open the door and yell at everybody, "Freeze! Give us all your money!" Just it's a straight up robbery. Ziggy, you hear this. Kazoodle, you hear this. Astrid, Gideon, Foxglove, you see this. And Uriel also sees this. The question is now, what do all of you do?
This episode of One Shot uses music from the following artists: Imperial by Midnight Daydream, Full Disclosure by Glass Eyes, Second Line by Ian Koloski, Best Buds by The Night Train, Scott's Plains by Sam Barsh, Takeover by Thor, Perjury by Jed Stark, Follow My Heart by Bobo Renthley, On the Verge by Hawk Silver, and The Only One and Up in the Stars by Neon Beach. This episode of One Shot was edited and sound designed by Tracy Barnett. You can find more of their work online anywhere at The Other Tracy.
All right, everybody, that's game 3 in the can. Thank you so much for listening again. I've been your host, Noir. I truly hope that you're enjoying this adventure, because I am having a heck of a time telling this story. So again, thank you so much. Of course, do all the podcast things. Make sure that you subscribe and that you leave a review on all the places that you listen to One Shot Network. And as always, I do hope this story inspires you to do a little good. And if you're inspired to do a little good, might I recommend Maui United Way? United Way has been helping the people of Maui recover from the terrible wildfires that have ravaged their homes and left their futures questionable. There are plenty of ways to support, give, advocate, or volunteer. Head on over to MauiUnitedWay.com/donate to get started in lending a hand. And if you'd like to help us out, please be sure to leave a review on whatever platform you listen to your podcast. This is Noir. Again, thank you so much for listening, and I hope you have a great day.
As always, a humble and hearty thanks to our supporters on Patreon. If you want to help us in a non-monetary way, the best thing you can do is tell a friend. You can also leave us a rating and review on iTunes. Every 5-star review we get helps new people find the show. For the latest One-Shot news, be sure to follow me on Twitter at OneShotRPG. Look us up on Facebook at facebook.com/OneShotPod, or look for news on the site at OneShotPodcast.com. If you want to inquire about ad rates, live appearances, commissioning episodes, or you have a general question or comment for the show, contact us at GameMaster@OneShotPodcast.com. One Shot is a production of the One Shot Podcast Network, in association with Paracosm Press. Paracosm Press is a Chicago-based tabletop games publisher. You can find more information at paracosmpress.com. Finally, that music, which is right now swelling up over my voice, is Adventure by Be Your Own Pet, courtesy of Infinity Cat Records. See you next time, heroes. In the universe of Starwall Odyssey, space is made out of the collective imaginations of all the thinking beings who live on various planets. These worlds are connected to each other through imagination. Common themes and ideas are strings between universes. And to get between them, people fly wooden ships that look like animals, which are powered by emotions. Also, people communicate with each other by contemplating orbs. The only way you can take pictures is getting stared at by a big psychic bug. And people have already declared victory in a war over the very concept of evil. But I'm getting ahead of myself. Starwall Odyssey follows the adventures of the hapless inhabitants of the Lucky Finn tenement building, who suddenly find that their apartment is actually a spaceship, and that they're lost in a sea of boundless imagination. It's an actual play starring me, James D'Amato, Mel D'Amato, Ali Grauer, and Drew Merzieski, as we playtest the No Kings system, which will hopefully one day be the Skyjack's role-playing system. It toes the line between weird and wonderful slice of life and high-flying space fantasy. You can sample the first 5 episodes by searching for Starwall Odyssey on your favorite podcast app, or get the whole thing by heading to patreon.com/oneshotpodcast and signing up for $5 a month or more.